855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. I know that you're not used to hearing a live Saturday show, that you think the talk radio is all recorded stuff on the weekends. It's not true. It's not entirely true. It's mostly true. Not entirely true. Free Talk Live brings you live content 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now, your station may carry us at different times in different places, but we are live 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday at freetalklive.com and a station near you. If we're not on all 7 days a week, please call the station. Tell them you like Free Talk Live. Tell them to carry more because we have more content for them. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
For the Saturday edition. And Free Talk Live is a show about anything you'd like to talk about. You can call in at 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you'd like. We'll certainly discuss it with you. And the website's also interactive. You can go to freetalklive.com, upload any story you want to upload. People will vote it up, vote it down. It's a little competition to see which stories can get the highest there at freetalklive.com. Go check it out. Now, this story here is it's kind of strange.
What's this?
This is how it's like when the Germans fought the Russians in World War II.
Yes.
There's no good guy.
No.
Federal officials on Friday rejected Mayor Michael Bloomberg's proposal to bar New York City's food stamp users from buying soda and other sugary drinks with food stamps.
It's the new drug. It's the new crack.
This is by Patrick McGeehan from NYTimes.com. The decision derailed one of the mayor's big ideas to fight obesity and poor nutrition in the city. Mayor Mr. Bloomberg, the city's health commissioner, Dr. Thomas Farley, were quick to criticize the ruling by the United States Department of Agriculture as a disservice to low-income residents. I'm not sure that any of it is a service or disservice, okay? I mean, I can't buy soda that I used to be able to buy, and that's a service? You're suggesting that's a service to me?
Yeah.
They're getting money as an entitlement from the taxpayer. That's a service? I don't know. I mean, I'm completely befuddled by the whole thing.
So many things mixed into this. We'll get into it.
There is. Yeah. I mean, so when I think about the food stamps, I think about charity, administering charity. And I would think that charities, if they were administering them, that they likely would go light on the sugary drinks and the treats and the ho-hos and the ding-dings and the wham-whams and the hoo-hoos or whatever it is that they might give out. And they would probably give out more wholesome food.
Yeah, we're here to help you with those life-sustaining things. And if you have a little extra left over, your own discretionary stuff, maybe you go ahead and you think about it yourself. Yeah, that I can understand the rationale in some people's parts. If they were going to have a system like that, I wouldn't.
But yeah, if the soup kitchen had, like, say, extra Hostess ding-dings or something like that, I shouldn't pick on Hostess, ding-dings or whatever they are, they might give one box per family, you know. Here, take these home. The kids will have something after dinner or something like that. I can see that. I got no problem with that. Yeah. But, you know, the food stamps allow people to buy whatever they want. So, you've got the complaints that they're buying lobster. Well, you know, actually, I've seen lobster at $5.99 a pound here recently. So, I mean, I'm not stunned by that. It depends on where you are and whatever. But you have them complaining about folks buying sugary drinks and all kinds of things.
Well, you know,
I get it. I understand. These are our tax dollars, so therefore we really should have some kind of input in how they're spent. If we actually had some kind of voice in government, and everybody knows that you don't.
Well, this is a cipher, really, for what many people are seeing come down the line, and we're already starting to see in places like out in California, there are certain municipalities that have been pushing McDonald's to stop putting toys in their Happy Meals for the kids, because, of course, the mentality that is coming down the pike is we're all going to be paying for your health care. Therefore, we all have a say in how you manage your own diet.
Yeah.
So through this mechanism that you can see with the food stamps, they're saying, well, we have to control what the people can buy with the food stamps because, of course, we're paying for their health care. They're on government welfare. And so we're going to try to do something about this. So what do we do about this? Well, personally, I say, look, it's immoral to give welfare because you're taking money from someone else. It's immoral also to have this unconstitutional, and even if it were constitutional, it is still immoral, system of government health care that they're trying to impose.
Well, the United States Department of Agriculture, the Bill of Rights is pretty clear that any power not delegated to the government in you know, in this document shall be relegated to the people and to the states,
absolutely,
respectively, or something,
absolutely,
like that.
Yes.
Which means that every power not given in the Constitution, not named in the Constitution, is it would be, you know, extra constitutional. Which means that since the Department of Agriculture wasn't named in the Constitution, it's an unconstitutional organization.
Absolutely.
All of these organizations that have the little the alphabet soup organizations, they're unconstitutional.
And if people think that this is some sort of great stretch, all they have to do is look at what the Food and Drug Administration has been doing over the past few weeks with Rossum Foods out in California for selling unpasteurized milk. And now, for God's sake, they're nailing Amish people for a, quote, black market. They had a year-long sting to nail them for selling unpasteurized milk. Free market association, free individuals. So if you don't think that they're going to go after you and what you're buying in the stores or how much the stores can stock of a certain item, well, you better think again. And if particularly for those who are the left-wingers, if all you people were so upset about George Bush invading people's phone records for so-called security reasons with Verizon, then why aren't you upset by having the United States government invade my neighbor's medical records for this great and vaunted healthcare system, which will start to see the same things
because
that we're seeing in New York?
Because the government knows best, as long as it's not run by Republicans.
Sickening.
Let's go back to John in West Point, Virginia. John?
I was just calling. I didn't know if you guys had played on your program or talked at all about the invasion, government's invasion, the Department of Justice invasion of Gibson car factories.
Yeah.
2009, they went in, confiscated $500,000 worth of their wood for guitars and some of the guitars, and then they've just recently invaded them again. And I guess I kind of have an ulterior motive because I'm a guitar player and I'm looking at purchasing the Les Paul here pretty soon. But I'm wondering if you guys had talked about that at all and what's your impressions on that. And I'll take your answer off the air.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. It's a great question. And just as an aside, Mark,
thanks,
I should mention with that call, after I left the program here last week, hung out for quite a while listening to music with Luther and had a great time. I drove back over to another part of the state of New Hampshire, everybody, and they were having a special charity for cancer research funding. And so I got there towards the end of things. It was towards the end of the night, or it was the week before. And as I got in there, I put $5 down for the last raffle. I won a Gibson Les Paul guitar.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. And then the next day I heard about this bust down in Tennessee. And folks, Gibson just recently hired more people to work there. And the story...
Yeah, that's what the government does.
Yeah.
It breaks your leg and gives you a crutch. Now, when Gibson needs to go under, they're going to get a bailout, right?
Yeah, well, we'll
or
see.
Or they're not, if they're not politically connected.
It's amazing to me. And it all goes back to this thing called the Lacey Act. And Gibson was visited in 2009 and had a bunch of stuff taken. And it had that, at that time, it had to do with whether or not this particular type of wood that was used by some manufacturers was still being used by Gibson.
Madagascar.
Yes.
Ash wood or something.
Yes, yes. And now they haven't even explained yet. They still have not charged them with something. There's some
They don't have to. They just go in, they do whatever the heck they want
to. And they went in armed, and they stole
SWAT team.
Millions of dollars worth of
they've
stuff.
They've got all this SWAT equipment lying around. They've got these bulletproof vests. We're going to see see Gibson. Why not gear up and give the boys a little fun to scare everybody?
The market has an answer to this problem. You don't need government thugs to handle what kind of rare wood could be used or who finishes the wood in what country.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's a live Saturday edition.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? You can see it happening every day. Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. To learn more about Bitcoins, I think they're the next big thing on the internet. Of course, I think the internet's a fad anyway. It's going to go, next couple of years, Facebook. No one will even ever heard of it. WeUseCoins.org. Go watch the video. WeUseCoins.org.
Yeah.
It's Mark with you.
And Guard, filling in for Ian.
That's right. Ian, we're on day 25 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
I'm Ted Koppel. Tonight on Nightline, day 25, Ian in the Who's Gal.
Right. It's our main host on the show, the first chair host who normally is with us here on Monday through Saturday on Free Talk Live. He is in jail for standing in front of a police car because he felt that they were arresting a young woman unjustly. Of course, he only delayed the cop 45 seconds. That didn't stop him from getting 90 days. Let's go to Ryan in D.C. Ryan.
Hi, guys. This story happened to me out in the state of Nevada in 2008. I wish I had called in back then when it happened. But I had a small S10 truck and a trailer, a little 5x8 trailer, and I had put an ad up on Craigslist and was offering to help people move just small household goods or haul trash to the dump or whatever. Something I enjoyed doing. I was charging a pretty small fee for it. I got a call from what I thought was a customer setting up an appointment for the following Tuesday, in which I met him at a storage facility. When I showed up on time and was kind of ushered in and the gates closed behind me, two plain white SUVs with lights in them pulled up behind me, and two people, they weren't cops, they came to the each side of my car and they had badges and guns on their hips and informed me that I was the subject of a sting operation. Apparently in Nevada, you're not allowed to transport household goods from one point in the state to another without having something called a certificate of necessity, which I later learned is, it's a $600 license you have to get, and it can take takes up to 1 year to get it if they want to accept you or not. But,
sure.
Anyway, so
this way the big trucking companies can keep the small trucking companies from starting up.
And all the poor people won't be able to get things as cheaply.
Right. And so me just being, I was 26 at the time, just trying to make a couple extra bucks. I wasn't really doing it full time at all. It was just, get a call here and there. They impounded my truck and trailer without a chance to get it back until I showed up for a hearing the following Thursday. So I had to wait 2 days while my truck and trailer sat raking up a $400 fee at the impound lot.
Yeah.
so I'm thinking, I draft a letter as to what I'm going to say to these people, and I'm thinking that I'm going to be in front of a judge, and maybe there will be some kind of trial or so. I didn't know, but I get there, and it's just an office building in this big office park, and I have to go sit in with all the officers, who had been in, who had set this thing up, and a chairman. At first, before the chairman even got there, I was talking to some guy via intercom, who was in Vegas. So I couldn't even look at anybody in the face while I was trying to plead my case. So I was facing up to two $1,500 fines, one for advertising to agree to help move and then agreeing to help move household goods from one point in the state to another. So,
because those are two separate offenses, right?
Yeah. Without apologizing, I basically kissed ass as best as I could in that letter and explained my, where I was coming from. And I was let off with a $500 fine. And
the $400 to get your car out of the impound?
So $1,000.
and the permission slip to get my car out of the impound. So,
now, interesting. Why? What was the purpose of holding the car the extra 2 days in impound? I mean, what could you have done those 2 days that you couldn't do the day after?
Yeah, well, I think it was, you know, it goes back to, I think, RICO laws and how that, you know, anything used in the event of a crime is able to be confiscated or, you know, I mean, I don't know, man.
And the very fact that it's considered a crime is incredible. I mean, a lot of people consider Nevada to be like a freer type of a state, but this is clearly a licensing abuse. I mean, all licensing is abuse, and the states aren't even supposed to be involved with it. Just to mention something just briefly for those who are constitutionalists out there, and I believe that the Constitution is insufficient to protect my liberties, but your case in Nevada clearly falls under the contract clause, which prohibits the states from impairing the obligation of contracts. When they set up licensing and they don't allow you from freely engaging in a contract with someone, that's an abrogation of Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, the contract clause. But nobody pays attention to that anymore.
Right.
So it shows what the Constitution
is. The Supreme Court.
Yeah, it shows that the Constitution hasn't stopped this sort of thing. And as Mark said, you know, the licensing is there to prevent you, the small guy, from honing in on the territory of the big guys. They've got plenty of money. They can lobby the state to put in these requirements.
You'll take somebody's trash to the dump for $20 or something like that. You call one of these companies and they're going to want $100. And that's what it all boils down to, is protecting the business for the business, big businesses.
That angers me. That really pisses me off. That story gets me angry.
Ryan, thanks for the call.
Transportation Services Authority is the name of this agency, and it wasn't a criminal offense. They were booking it as a, I can't remember.
It was probably a violation of something.
Yeah, some kind of, anyway, I ended up, I made one payment on the payment and ran into some trouble afterwards, so I was never able to pay it, and they changed the $500 fine to a $3,000 fine, which is now sitting on my credit because I refused to pay it at this point. I've wised up a little since then. But it did kind of instill in me, more of a hatred for government, but also just anytime I feel like taking a risk and doing something, you know, now I have to question it and second guess myself, which really sucks living in what, you know, is supposed to be a good country. I don't claim it's a free country, but it really hurts people. It really hurts society.
And yours is one of
the law enforcement agents that do this believe that they're doing the right thing. They believe they're, you know, we're enforcing the law. The law must be there for a good reason. But there's all kinds of silly laws out there they don't enforce. And it's an issue of discretion. And one really has to ask, I mean, how many crimes, how many crimes could they have been investigating if they weren't doing this?
Yeah.
If they weren't keeping free people from moving other free people's trash around for payment, what could they have solved, you know, that stabbing that went on a couple of months ago? Who knows? Isn't that what we really want police to do, to be investigating violent crimes? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Ryan, thanks for the call.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
On the live Saturday evening edition. You know, you can hear gold ads for gold and sometimes silver on radio all over the place. Even you're even seeing some on television now. It's getting really popular.
People are waking up.
People are talking about getting gold. And, you know, it's important when you get gold to get it at the best price. Any investment, you buy low, you sell high. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates on gold and silver. And these are pieces that are common, intended to get gold and silver into your hands that you can price against other companies. Because, you know, you call one of these companies, you don't know what they're offering you, you know what the rates are or anything like that. They'll try to screw around with you by, you know, telling you about numismatic coins and all this stuff. It's gold.freetalklive.com. It's inexpensive and, or at least less expensive, the best rates you can get, and makes it easy for you to comparison shop. It's gold.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back into the calls here. Mm-hmm. Got Paul in Delaware. Paul.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Great show tonight.
Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that they're no longer called food stamps.
They're not food stamps? Okay.
It's now called an EBT card.
Oh, yes, the electronic card. Yes.
What is it?
And it's EBT card. It's a card. They slide it through.
I worked one time at a state sort of convenience store. It was inside of a state facility, and it was a convenience store there. And one time, one of the customers, who was a state employee, showed me this, do you take these? And it was a food stamp. And she was kidding, it seemed. But I had never seen one before, and I have never seen one since. And it was just sort of this funny colored thing with a one on it. It looked like a traveler's check or something. And so I've got to say, it doesn't strike my life very much, the whole food stamp thing. And now they just put them on like a card they can swipe?
Well, what it is, it's like a credit card. It's a plastic card, and it's got a magnetic strip, and they go in. And my wife works for a major retailer, and she says, I am so sick of these people coming in. Well, they get Starbucks coffee.
You can get Starbucks with food stamps?
Yes.
It's just like money. It's just money they can use anywhere.
And when I remember food stamps from the 60s, when I was growing up, and my aunt was on them because my uncle died in the Korean War, and she got a 3-pound block of cheddar cheese, a bag of rice, flour, butter, things they could eat and they could use and feed the kids, beans. I mean, I don't remember how the meat thing worked, but I remember the staples, and she would get them because she'd bring those 3-pound blocks of cheddar cheese to our house and give them to us because she wouldn't eat cheese. And I'm thinking, man, now everybody just goes out. The only thing they're not allowed to buy with these EBT cards is prepared meals.
Interesting.
But everything else.
Is it Starbucks a prepared? I mean, doesn't that qualify as prepared food?
They're preparing it right in front of you,
unless it's
a roll.
It's coffee. It's not prepared.
Yeah.
Coffee can't possibly be prepared.
It's a can of what they do is they go into these drugstores and they buy these 6-packs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Starbucks.
So it's, I got you.
The little,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I know what
I was thinking, you know, the baristas behind the counter going,
yeah.
Put you a little frothy
latte. Supremo, Genova, whatever.
It shows that the household participation of food stamps has been on the rise, like hugely in the United States.
Right. And that's what we're paying for.
But isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting as you look at this, people will talk about, well, look at this abuse of the food stamps thing. So people are qualifying, actually taking it and describing it as abuse. And they say, okay, we don't want that. We don't want that. And we say, well, yeah, but you know what? The entire system is in abuse. It doesn't matter if you're just because you seem to agree with a lot of people, and I'm not saying you. Well, let's say a listener out there is hearing us talk, and they're saying, "Yeah, that doesn't sound right. That sounds dumb. I mean, that's abuse." But you know, those staples, I could see that. Well, then if we can all see that, then why do we have to have the government involved? Obviously, putting it in the government's hands has let it get out of control. Why can't we just voluntarily say, yeah, we'll do it for our neighbors, and we'll have a little better control over what's going to be given, and it'll be a lot less waste.
I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
because everybody wants to help.
What I'm saying is, I don't agree with it. My wife's very mad, and she sits there and she works, you know, her 40 hours a week, and these people come in, and everybody knows how to work this system.
Right.
That's what's going on now.
Well, once it becomes a job, then they work it. Thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, but this, you know, the problem is, can we draw out that lesson to be learned? I think is important. You know, why do people think that the only way to feed the poor is through the government, or the best way to feed the poor is through the government, or the most efficient way? What it does is it calcifies and degrades our interest in serving our neighbor properly through true charity, because charity only happens through volition. It's a qualitative and quantitative calculation that we make for our neighbors, and it's reciprocated, as we've said before. That's where organizations like the Elks and the Lions Clubs and all these organizations came from, because neighbor saw that neighbor was troubled, they helped each other, and then it was reciprocated later. It solidified the bonds of neighborliness.
And if you think that, well, then everybody won't participate and help the poor people, you're right, everybody won't.
Yeah.
But if you look at the percentage of what the government spends on these social welfare programs, accepting Social Security and Medicare, when you just look at the sort of these social programs, you'll find that it's a very small percentage of the discretionary budget, which means that you don't need everybody to participate. You only need some people to participate, and if some people participate, then it'll work fine. If you can cut out the waste, and one would suggest that the waste might be quite high, 25% of insurance claims by the insurance industry are claimed to be fraud. I can only assume that we could apply, at least that number to government, because they don't have investigators in the government that really are incentivized to catch anybody. So let's say 25% is the amount of fraud. Plus, when you talk about, I've heard the numbers, 70 cents on every welfare dollar doesn't go to welfare recipients, but goes to employ middle-class bureaucrats that administer these programs. People that in the federal government, you're talking about paychecks that can go as high as over in six figures.
Yeah.
Six figures.
Yeah.
That we need people to administer this stuff? No. Have the little old ladies at the soup kitchen around town, the food bank, they would love to administer this stuff, and they would do it in a much more efficient fashion. And they also make sure that these families got good food, and they wouldn't get all the waste that was involved. It's fine that these families have soda pops and stuff like that. I'm not saying they shouldn't have it. I'm just saying that that's something that pocket money's for.
You know, I really appreciate what you guys do on Free Talk Live, too, as opposed to other talk radio shows, Mark. And I know I'm filling in for Ian tonight. And what I love is that you guys will get to the root of something. And, you know, we brought up how
for
this is involved.
People whacking at the branches, there's but one striking at the root.
You
Let me
got
go
it.
To Fred real quick here in South Dakota. Fred?
Yeah, good evening.
Hey, Fred.
I've got a quick question. I'm a first-time caller, and I was just curious. My mother, she's living right now on $800 a month from SSD, Social Security Disability. She's truly disabled.
Okay.
And I don't get why they tax her on her check. She gets
it. Doesn't make much sense, does it? I mean, no. The government gives you money and then wants to
take it away. Why not just give less? It's just it's like
$800. How much less could you give?
Yeah, it's like you got a bunch of gangsters who have already taken some money from her or her husband or whatever, and now they're taking it from others and giving it to your mom, and then they're saying, okay, we're gonna come back later, and you better give us some of that back.
Fred, if you've got something more, I'm terribly sorry. We're right up against.
That's okay. I just added a quick comment to it.
You're done? Okay. Thanks for the call, Fred. Appreciate it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production, unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition with Mark and Guard.
You just lean back from the microphone.
I'm
just
shooting up to the microphone, yes. So I can get my name in there.
You were rocking out with
That's right. That evil rock and roll music that those Free Talk Live guys on Saturday nights. How dare they go live on a Saturday night on the radio? The crazy
devil music.
That Ian guy should be in jail.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Till you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, it works in courts all across the world. As a matter of fact, any of them that use the English common law system. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. I've taken this course. It's a great course. I recommend it to everybody. Anybody who has any kind of dealings with the judicial system, whether you want to take a ticket to court and fight it. I mean, obviously, they're not going to stop handing out frivolous tickets if people just keep on paying frivolous tickets. So I take them all to court. I don't believe in plea bargaining. I think plea bargaining is... And that's essentially what paying the fine is. Plea bargaining is only good for criminals and shiftless government bureaucrats, our servants, as it were, if you actually believe that. I don't believe that. I believe, in fact, we are their servants, and that's the true order of things. They just pretend to be our servants. But this stuff isn't going to change unless you do something about it. Jurisdictionary arms you with a way to do that. Go check it out, jurisdictionary.com. There's lots of free tools and that kind of thing there for you. And, of course, the course. Buy it at jurisdictionary.com. When you do, use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live. That will be convenient for us. Again, it's jurisdictionary.com. Going on with this article from New York Times, we're talking about, I guess, the USDA has banned Mayor Bloomberg's plan to ban the use of food stamps to buy soda and other kinds of sugary drinks.
Those corn-sweetened drinks.
You're pointing to a really important aspect of this. Is the USDA is a governmental agency that owes a great deal to the agriculture industry.
The government itself, I mean, you know, the farmers get all kinds of kickbacks and benefits and things like that. Many of the rich will have, you know, small farms on their palatial estates, you know, a beehive, call it a farm, and wham!
Oh, my taxes are suddenly lower. I'm getting money for this.
A tenth of what they were or something like that. And this is, those of us in the middle are having a heck of a time paying our bills in this down economy. The rich are doing fine. The poor are, you know, I mean, I'm not saying they're doing well or anything like that. They're certainly not, but they're getting the government kickbacks. More Americans are on food stamps than ever before. You know, to me, this is a systemic problem. It's not about food stamps to me, although I think that you could talk about ways that it could be done better.
And how is the system rigged towards those people who would rather not see a ban on sweetened sodas? It's rigged towards
sodas. Sodas are sweetened with corn syrup. Corn is the you know, one of the biggest crops in the United States. Not the biggest cash crop. The biggest cash crop is marijuana. That's because the government has made it illegal.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a big cash crop, no doubt. And why, you know, the USDA is beholden to these farmers. Of course, the USDA is a government agency. The government's beholden to these people. Everybody's got their hand in somebody's pocket around here, and in the end, all the money comes from, you know, those of us, the taxpayer, those of us who are paying taxes. And, you know, even when you try to make something more efficient, this in this case, I'm no big fan of Michael Bloomberg, by the way.
No.
But in this case, he's trying to help people, and, you know, I guess make this program more efficient in some way, shape, or form.
And isn't this interesting, Mark? Because on the surface of it, on a superficial talk show, and, you know, I don't want to pat you guys on the back here. You know, the audience is great. You guys know how in-depth they get into issues and so on. But on a superficial talk show, you might just hear them mention how Michael Bloomberg wanted to stop welfare recipients who are getting food stamp EBT cards from buying sodas. Isn't that stupid? But, you know, there are multitudinous vectors that contribute to this one simple story. And those are, let's see, we've got unconstitutional welfare program. We've got health worries for a system which is now not only more than half government run, as
right.
it stood before
it's,
last
it's
year.
It's on the train tracks to being 100%
it's gonna
government
be,
run.
Exactly. So then you have people wanting to busybody your life and regulate what you eat, what you drink, how foods will be made, how they'll be presented, whether or not there'll be things that attract children to them, because, of course, the children can just invent money in the air and buy their own food. All of those considerations come from this lineage of health care missteps going all the way back to the 1930s when FDR imposed wage and price controls on businesses, unconstitutionally doing so, and businesses started to offer non-monetary compensation like health insurance. Third-party payments start coming in. Ted Kennedy introduces tax reforms for companies that get HMOs. The whole thing is a Byzantine government mess. So you've got that. Then you've got the corn growers and their interest to have the sodas continue to be bought, because the corn growers get a lot of money by excluding foreign sugar. And, for example, Cuban sugar, Brazilian sugar, they block Cuban sugar. They put a high tariff on Brazilian sugar. Why? Because ADM, Archer's Daniels Midland, the corn conglomerate, lobbies the government to make it more expensive for soda makers and bread makers and anybody using sugar, including you, to buy foreign sugar. So it raises the price of the sugar, yep. which makes the corn sweetener relatively more appealing to use in their products. So we have all these government problems mixed together here.
This is the spiral.
Yes.
This is how it goes. Government, by its nature, this is what it does. It breaks your leg and hands you a crutch. And this is how it all spirals downward from what was, I don't even know, I'm not prepared to say that the United States was a free nation, but certainly it was freer at one point. It became powerful by having its hands off of people's business more so. You know, there's a lot of arguments to be had about freedom for, you know, ethnic groups and things like that in the past. But, you know, leaving that alone, just talking about economic freedom, there tended to be more of it in the past. And it's spiraling downward. We're moving from a more free nation, economically free nation, to something that is, you know, the sort of socio-fascist corporatist state.
And, you know, the fewer decisions that individuals can make in their own lives regarding how they'll spend their own money, whether it be on a product for themselves or for charity, the less often we can see real strides in living standards increasing. The less often we'll see productivity. The less often we'll see new jobs being created in areas that are really helping people. Instead, what you have are politicians choosing to take people's money from this generation and the next generation and the next generation and spend it in areas which, as we've seen just the past couple weeks, oh, I see a solar power company goes defunct, even though they got $500 million from the federal government. Out in California.
Yeah, that was the one that Obama was there saying, this great company, solar power,
so they might
green
as well
initiatives.
Now, not only have they been digging ditches and filling them back up with dirt because they've got nothing productive to show for it, but they have utilized resources in the real world, time, natural resources, energy, and money that could have been used in other ways that we will never, ever see.
The marketplace is far more efficient. It is the most efficient mechanism for distribution of wealth, distribution of services, distribution of people's time and their energy and their labor.
And the natural resources.
And natural resources. It's the best mechanism for this. I'm not saying it's perfect. I am saying it's the best.
Yeah.
And the government doesn't cannot distinguish between a hole in the ground and its own anal orifice. I mean, it cannot tell these things. And the idea that the government should be directing the marketplace is absolutely ludicrous and really only put out by people who would control others. Tiny little Hitlers, tiny little central planners that wish to, you know, tell other people how they should live and how they should get by. And it always results in inefficiencies that cost people. It's immoralities that cost people their energy and their time and their lives. The government only has one trick. It is a single one-trick pony. I suppose there's two tricks. Government uses violence in kidnapping people, harming people, pointing guns at people, stealing from them. But it's the threats of violence is truly where it actually has its power, because you know that it'll come down and it will do this thing to you if you do not obey in this way or that way. And you know, some people will tell themselves, well, the government's good, and that's why we must not be bad and therefore not be punished. And I suppose you can say that, but it doesn't take very long looking into the situation when you find, oh, in fact, the government does many bad things. And how many bad things does an agency have to do in order to be a bad agency? I know we send a man to prison for one bad action. If you do one bad thing, you'll get sent to prison for it. A government does one bad thing and people just dismiss it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.